in terms of investing across public and private markets. Currently, the REIT market is offering a really, really great entry point for investors looking to deploy capital in real estate as an asset class.
Hello and welcome to the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Gore from Quito. Today, we're looking at how REITs are faring in the current interest rate climate, among other things, with my guest, Uma Moriarty, Senior Investment Strategist at Global Investment Manager Center Square. Uma, great to have you back on the podcast again.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with an overview of how REITs have performed since the Fed began its rate hike cycle back in 2022.
Sure. So during 2022, REITs were down about 27%. So if you take the leverage in REITs kind of out of the equation, that's implying real estate values, the underlying real estate values down about 19%. Year to date, REITs are up about 3%. So altogether, we're looking at REITs down about 25% since the peak at the end of 2021. So we're looking at an implication from the REIT market saying that real estate values down about 18% since then.
Right. And how do things stand for REITs at mid-2023? And what are your views on whether the Fed really is ready to hit pause on rate hikes?
You know, it seems like the market is fairly on the same page that the Fed is going to take a pause next week. Some expectations for a rate hike in July, but all in, I think fair to say that we're closer to the end than we are to the beginning here, right? I think broadly speaking, probably need some time to really digest what has already happened and the impact that it will have, which tends to be on a pretty big lag. In terms of where REITs stand today, year to date, REITs are flat-ish. They're about 3%. And what we have seen historically is that when the Fed stops raising rates over the last four cycles, REITs tend to really outperform following the rate hike cycle ending, which intuitively makes sense, right? You have real estate being a fairly sensitive asset class to interest rates. And so when you're seeing those rates rising, the public market is going to discount that fairly quickly, which we saw happen during 2022. And so now when you get to the Fed kind of at the end of that cycle, you're going to see the REIT market really reverse its performance here. And that's what we've historically seen. And that's what we would expect kind of going forward as well.
I wanted to ask you a bit more about the historical trends that you have looked into. So really that validates everything that you're seeing right now.
We've seen historically when the Fed ends the rate hiking cycle, REITs perform really well in the 60-day, 90-day, 180-day, one-year period following that end of the rate hiking cycle. And not only do they perform really well, they actually outperform equities broadly and also private real estate. And so when you're thinking about your real estate exposure, and this is something that we think about broadly here at Center Square in terms of investing across public and private markets, currently, the REIT market is offering a really, really great entry point for investors looking to deploy capital in real estate as an asset class.
Do you know the best strategies for decarbonizing the built environment? Are you interested in learning more about using AI in the workplace? Do you know how to effectively align your DEI targets with your business goals? Learn the answers to these questions and much more at NAREIT's REITworks Sustainability Conference, taking place June 28th and 29th in Las Vegas. Join professionals in sustainability, CSR, communications, DEI, finance, and law for 2 days of educational sessions, roundtables, and meaningful networking. Visit go.reit.com/REITworks REIT Report to register. That's go.reit.com/REITworks REIT Report. What are you seeing in terms of how current valuations for REITs compare to private real estate? And how do you see the two asset classes performing in relation to each other going forward?
So REITs are really trading at a pretty meaningful discount to private real estate today. Part of that is really the fact that, like I mentioned, the REIT market repriced for this interest rate environment in 2022. We have yet to really see that same level of repricing happen in the private market. And so it's happening slowly. It has started, but it really hasn't happened in earnest. And so we're looking at REITs trading at a pretty meaningful discount to the same types of assets in the private market. And because of that big valuation disconnect, it provides a pretty good picture here for REITs, especially in comparison to private real estate. I mean, we're expecting REITs to produce low teens types of returns over the next few years, whereas private real estate, you're looking at something closer to the mid-single digits. And as we think about deploying capital here from a real estate perspective, broadly speaking, REITs screen fairly attractive because of the very discounted valuations that you're looking at today that have been already de-risked from an interest rate perspective as well as a recession perspective.
Would you say that concerns about the potential impact of banking sector turmoil on REITs has been largely settled at this point? And how are REITs positioned in the credit markets today?
You know, I get a lot of questions about real estate, the relationship to the regional banks and what's happening there. And I think it's really important to differentiate the impact of banking, broadly speaking, on real estate between the public markets and the private markets. The REITs over the last cycle have spent a lot of effort into right-sizing their capital structures. Leverage is much lower than it was going into the GFC. We are looking at, from a debt funding perspective, a lot of the REITs are really getting a lot of that debt from the unsecured bond market. They're not really as dependent on bank lending. And a lot of their interest rate exposure has also been right-sized. So you're looking at REITs really have a much more fixed rate balance sheet. And that has been fixed at fairly low interest rates that we've seen over the last cycle. And so from a balance sheet perspective and from a funding perspective, the impact of the banking sector is not really as meaningful for REITs as it is for private real estate.
Where do you see some of the most attractive opportunities in REITs at this time?
Sure. Some of the areas that we're really bullish on right now, data centers is one of those areas. I think there is definitely a lot of chatter out there about artificial intelligence. And a lot of people don't necessarily realize that all of that data that is enabling artificial intelligence lives in a data center. Data centers are part of the REIT universe. That's a really great area where you're seeing demand unlike you have seen in many, many, many years. You could talk to veterans in the data center space that will tell you they've never seen demand like this for data centers. So that's an area that we're really bullish about. Senior housing is another area within the healthcare space we're bullish about because of the aging demographic tailwind that is coming regardless of an economic downturn. That's another area where you're seeing a lot of demand expectations for growth. Core industrial, we're continuing to see strong rent growth in the industrial space, despite the fact that you are thinking about a recession. And these portfolios are sitting in really, really high quality areas that are enabling e-commerce and supply chain reconfiguration. So we're still seeing a lot of great demand out there for industrial. So those are some of the areas that we're really bullish about today.
Finally, there's obviously a lot going on at the moment, lots of things to watch. Anything else that you'd like to comment on?
The other thing that I'll just kind of leave with here is the conversation in terms of commercial real estate somehow always ends up talking about office, right? And we always like to remind folks that from a REIT perspective, office exposure is just very, very small. And a lot of people are always surprised by that. So in terms of commercial real estate, we always like to remind people that commercial real estate is more than just office. So a lot of great things happening on the ground. I've spent the last 2 days here in New York City at the Nareit conference, and the demand that we're seeing out there for all of the other parts of real estate, rental, residential, we talked about, healthcare, industrial, data centers, even suburban shopping centers, all of these areas that are experiencing really, really strong demand on the ground today, performing really well. And so that's a very different story compared to what you're hearing in the headlines about office. And so just like to always remind people that commercial real estate is not just office, and there's a lot of other great things happening out there in the REIT space that we're excited about today.
Uma, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed this episode of the REIT Report, please subscribe or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.